Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist, and I'm recording this live from a very special location, Ripponlea Estate, which is my favourite National Trust estate in Australia. It's located just under an hour from my home. And I have on today's episode a special guest, which is my youngest daughter, Olivia. Hi, Lev.
Hi there, everyone.
And we thought we would just have a little conversation. I'm going to put that there. A little conversation about Ripponlea. We are sitting right now. Well, let me put it in perspective. It is, I don't know how many acres it is. I think it's about 6 acres, maybe, here in the middle of... Well, it's about 8 kilometres from the CBD of Melbourne. It's a mansion here, a brick one. It's double storey. It's huge. It's got a swimming pool, tennis court. It started being built in the 1800s. Last person to live in here was in the 1930s. And the gardens are magnificent. And right now we're sitting at the... Well, I guess it's actually the back of the house because the formal front's on the other side. And we're under a veranda, beautiful ornate tiles on the ground. We are the only ones sitting here under this massive veranda, looking out to these gardens and the pools over there to the left. And we got to have a tour in the house. And Liv, it was your first tour inside the big house.
I think it was.
Yeah. So tell the people what you felt. What were your first impressions of the house?
Well, first of all, they said there was like a tiny wall and it had some like white and gold fancy patterned wallpaper, and they said that tiny part was $100,000, which I thought was quite a lot.
Yeah, $100,000 of wallpaper for, I don't know, maybe 5 meters by 3 meters, maybe 4 meters, something like that. Yeah, very fancy wallpaper. But gee, that's expensive. Anyway, yeah.
Thought the history was quite cool. So a few families lived there, I think, and... my favourite room was an upstairs room. It was Louisa's room, I believe her name was, and she the last lady to have lived there.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah. It was her bedroom, and it was overlooking the garden, I think, from
right
where
above
we
us.
Were sitting, yeah.
Yeah, right above us.
And it was... had nice floral pink curtains and like a little desk set up where she would eat her breakfast and stuff, and that looked pretty cute. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked cool looking out over the garden, like a box sort of window and stuff. Very, very impressive. Yes, what else?
I also liked... on the staircase, they had stained glass windows with oranges and kookaburras on it, I think.
Mm.
And it had some just like rainbow patterned glass as well.
Yeah, very, very impressive. Like, incredible staircase piece of work it was.
Mm.
There's so much here, really, if you think about it. I mean, there's a lake here. They put a ballroom in, like just the dining room, a 22-seat dining room, a big formal, you know, dining room, the old kitchen, tennis court, swimming pool, archery hut, you know, big fern garden, an orchard. It's like there's so many things here. It's just a nice place to hang out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. I always enjoy coming here. It's always good. It's not that expensive, really, if you think about it. $24 for both of us.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And the pool area, which is usually closed, was open.
Yeah, with the fountain.
That's the closest I've ever got to the swimming pool. Which I'm sure they're actually violating some rules by not having the gate up here closed for the young kids around here. But anyway, that's just an Australian law. But yeah, it's in, I don't know.
Yeah. We had a good experience at the lake though, where we decided to try some apple and berry tea. So,
well, you need to put it into context, I think, because yesterday, well, no, it started a few weeks ago. You said, Dad, I'd like to go on a picnic. What things should we take?
Yeah.
So last night, yesterday afternoon, it took quite a bit of work, didn't it? You did all the researching. I was just really the cleaning help.
Yeah.
It started with like lettuce, dill, sandwiches.
Well, we made, egg salad lettuce sandwiches. I made like a roast veggie ricotta sandwich. We made some corn zucchini and like egg and stuff fritters with some ham. Some roast chickpea quinoa salad.
Roast potato. No, roast pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chickpea. And then a Caesar salad. And then an apple cinnamon cake.
And then the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit, some grapes and strawberries. And then we brought some of the apple berry tea, which we prepared this morning.
Which smelled amazing. It's red.
Yeah, it smelled like it would taste so good. Tried it, it was...
Well, I don't drink tea. Horrendous. And it did smell very good, but it tasted like dirt water. I don't know what's going on with it, how people could like it, but it smelled so much better than it tasted. Almost a crime.
It almost smelled like iced tea, but it just tastes... No.
Oh, the cake. Did you say the cake?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so pretty extensive for just the two of us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of preparation, and it's gone down very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the highlight has been the corn and zucchini fritters and the roast pumpkin quinoa salad.
Yeah.
I'd say that's been the highlight so far, although the cake is very good as well. Yeah.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. So my observations of the property. So I've been coming here for probably over 30 years. I remember the first time I came here with Mum and Dad, probably, maybe just Mum, and you couldn't actually get into the mansion because it was all run down. And then the National Trust were like fundraising and stuff to fix parts of it up. So over the 30 years, they've just opened more and more rooms of it. Not every room is open to the public. Very, very good. But as we're walking around, I mean, you can see that there's parts where there's rust, like where we're looking right now. I mean, there's simple things like cobwebs.
Tell there's a spider.
No, a spider. Oh, look at him. He's off your head, I think. Like there's cobwebs in around the main entrance.
Dad, I can't get rid of it. It's here.
Oh, he's okay. There's just cobwebs in places where you think, well, the volunteers, most of the people that work here at this estate, they're volunteers apart from the catering staff and stuff. The gardens, like roses that have been unpruned, the veggie gardens that are just let to run to ruin the orchards that aren't pruned and stuff. And it just seems a shame that they don't use the food that they, the herbs and the the vegetables and the fruits and everything that grow here, they just let them rot and deteriorate and stuff. That's a shame. It's a shame that they don't go that extra distance, but I know that it's all money, it's all time, and it takes some direction from the top up. But it's still nice to be here. But say, even like that, look at the cast iron pot over there, so it's rusting.
Yeah.
So they need to repaint it, treat it so that it lasts for as long as possible. But anyway, maybe that's just me being a bit particular. But they do it, generally they do a good job in maintaining the place. And they have weddings and functions here, which is nice. They had a high tea here today, which they don't always do. And we had our own, right?
Yeah.
So do you think you'd recommend people come here?
Yeah, I do. It's a beautiful place. Like the nature and the lake. And
could you see yourself living here back in the 1930s?
Not really, but it'd be cool too.
No internet. No cameras, really. Oh, okay, some cameras. No technology, just a different way of living, but it would have been incredible, I think. Very different time. But, yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining me today for the podcast, as well as coming and spending the afternoon here. Poor Emily, she didn't join us because she's sick, so she's home resting in bed.
Yeah.
So I will sign off there, people. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.